Luke chapter 4. Jesus is tested in the wilderness. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want to. If you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, "It is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. Jesus rejected at Nazareth. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in the synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." All spoke well of him and were amazed at the gracious words that came from his lips. "Isn't this Joseph's son?" they asked. Jesus said to them, "Surely you will quote this proverb to me, 'Physician, heal yourself,' and you will tell me, 'Do you hear in your hometown what we have heard you did in Capernaum?' Truly I tell you," he continued, "no prophet is accepted in his hometown. I assure you that there were many widows in Israel in Elijah's time, when the sky was shut for 3.5 years, and there was a severe famine throughout the land. Yet Elijah was not sent to any of them, but to a widow in Zarephath in the region of Sidon. And there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha the prophet, yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian." All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of town, and took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built, in order to throw him off the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. Jesus drives out an impure spirit. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath he taught the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his words had authority. In the synagogue there was a man possessed by a demon, an impure spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, "Go away! What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. All the people were amazed and said to each other, "What words these are! With authority and power he gives orders to impure spirits, and they come out." And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. Jesus heals many. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. At sunset, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak because they knew he was the Messiah. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, "I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea. The world of successful ... Fill in the blanks with your own profession, sport, or interest, often uses the rule of the three P's, so much so that there are a wide range of variations of the meaning of each of these P's: passion, preparation, persistence, practice, planning, positive thinking. Preparation produces performance, and so on. As Jesus spends time in the wilderness, he is preparing, and during this time he is certainly passionate and persistent in the face of hostility. We too can apply these very active descriptions to our journey of faith. In our daily walk with Jesus, as we too face temptations from the world to wander from the path, and also to our opportunities of speaking of the gospel's good news. My mum, and I can hear her say it now, used to say, "Practice makes perfect." And although I would be hard-pressed to mention anything which I have done perfectly, it is true that the more you practice, the better you get at something. In this period of Lent and beyond, we pray that in our busy lives, we will make the time available so that we can spend it planning and practicing persistently. In that way, we too will be well prepared to speak passionately about our own experience of our relationship with God, and in so doing open an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to transform lives. I've chosen as our hymn today, Singing the Faith 661, "Give me the faith which can remove and sink the mountain to a plain."
We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name, and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. I must proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God. Lord, we are often tempted to do what is not quite right, or perhaps more often to not do what is right. Help us in these moments of temptation to hold fast to your commandment that we should love one another. Help us to live out that commandment and through our lives show that you are our Saviour. Lord, we pray that when we remember the great gift you have given to each one of us, may we be passionate about sharing the message you have for the world with everyone we meet. Help us to be sensitive in our speaking of the good news, so that we can build up and not damage relationships, so that we can draw others into relationship with you and not drive them away with our words. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit be active in our lives and that you will take our stumbling words and through the power of your Spirit work wonders in the lives of those around us. Amen.